Yeah, very sloppy. I'm very proud of my finish, though. So that's something that I'll just carry with that momentum into tomorrow for sure. I got a lot of time to rest, so I'll be ready to play tomorrow.
Nick, tell us a little bit about this run you've been on since we last saw you at NV5. Mm-hmm. It's been exciting golf, I'm sure, for you, and pretty darn good golf, too.
Yeah, no, I've been playing great. You know, I really just carried off how I played it at the NV5 into my stretch of golf after that. So, yeah, I'm just happy with how I'm playing, how I'm competing, and gonna try to keep continuing that.
You mentioned the other day how often you have to play now, almost every week, and all with that on your wrist and all. How about mentally? How hard is it to get up for a round and stay up?
Yeah. You know, I probably started feeling the fatigue today. I mean, this week starting, I played a lot of golf now in the last month, so including the U.S. Open qualifier. So it's a bit of a challenge in that regard, but I know how to prepare and I know how to rest and I know how to eat. So you just got to do the best you can with it. You're looking to play, but you're also looking for quality finishes. That's what I need right now. So just looking for that this week. Yeah.
You have a good eraser in your head to erase that 16th hole when you're on 17-2.
Yeah, I told myself, just dig deep. And I know how big that finish was for tomorrow. I mean, that was huge. Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of that finish. So, everything that happened today wasn't my best day, but I'm really happy and really proud of my finish and the way I dug deep on the last two holes and birdied the last two.
Nick, at the U.S. Open qualifier, you seemed pretty much in control, and then all of a sudden you were on the outside looking in. But did you have a feeling you were going to get in as a first alternate all along, and you just tell yourself, like, I got to stay prepared, this is going to happen, and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I was in control that whole day. That's why it was pretty big gut punch, heartbreaker, that I didn't get in on merit on the qualifications. But I had a great attitude, and I told myself after I finished, I'm like, look, if I'm given the chance for a spot in a playoff or a first alternate spot, then I'm going to go get that. And I really held a great attitude after I finished that round, and I think that's why it worked out for me.
What was the feeling like? I know a bunch of people in Northbrook at your old golf club were watching you on Friday morning at the Open in round two, rolling that putt to tie for the lead as you went to the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, that had to be a huge boost for you, regardless of how even the weekend went.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish the weekend went a little better still. I mean, it was in that regard, I think it was a great experience being in that spot, headed into a weekend of a major. And I look forward to being into many more of those, spots and chances going forward. So it was definitely the first time, but I'm hoping for many more after that.
Do you feel like that week was a stepping stone for you career-wise?
Yeah, I think the injury and coming back and almost winning the Korn Ferry event was too. I mean, that gave me a lot of confidence and taught me a lot of lessons. And I think that was the reason why I kept on playing well going to the U.S. Open too. So for sure, all those experiences added up, I mean, have matured me as a golfer, I feel like. And I think that's just springboard going forward in my career. Yeah.
Amazing how things work out sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, you can look back on it, everything is a blessing, no matter what negative things that happen to you. I think that's the attitude you got to have, and that's why golf's great, because it's the greatest reflection of the battle of life. And I think that's just the greatest match of any sport to it. So I think, yeah, anything that happens bad or poorly to you, like the injury, I felt like I told my fiance Liz, like, I felt like on that Sunday I got hurt, I was like, man, I'm really starting to feel good about my game, and all of a sudden that happens. But everything happens for a reason. I think that that really taught me a few lessons as I was injured for a month and coming back. I look how ready I was to play without even touching a club. Yeah. I had just started touching a club that week, and I went on to almost win a Korn Ferry event. So it showed me a lot.
Yeah. Are you not going overseas so you get a little chance for a break now?
Well, I would like to go overseas. That's what I'm playing for. That's, oh, yeah. I always carry it. That's what I'm playing for. So, look, I mean, I need more quality finishes. So that's what I'm focused on. And, that starts tomorrow.
Hey, while you were busting your tail out there, the news broke. USC and UCLA are going to join the Big Ten by 24, and they might announce it tonight.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're not kidding.
Can you imagine
everything
but
beach volleyball? Sorry.
What do you make of that?
Them, having them as conference opponents when you were in the Big Ten?
That's amazing. I mean, that doesn't make sense, but Yeah, that's amazing. It's two great programs, obviously in a different part of the country, but two amazing programs added to an already really good conference in all sports, so it's cool.
Yeah, Coach Smallwood, so we got a triangular at Riviera with a couple of local Big Ten teams.
That's amazing. I mean, just think about all the travel in Maryland or all those schools on the East Coast have to do Rutgers.
It's like Rutgers all the
time. It's crazy. Yeah, wow.
Nick, any pain? Are you good with your wrist?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I still ice it, and I'm precautionary, and I'm, fully healthy. But the doctors told me, and if you felt what I felt with the pop, I don't want to ever feel that again. So, you know, whatever I have to do to make sure that doesn't happen again, I'm going to do. So I'm still taking care of it, though.
Yeah. Just wrap, just precautionary?
Oh, it's all precautionary. It's all I could see myself wearing this as long as – As I forget about that injury, yeah.
Sure. Mentally, are you over that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I didn't think I would be as quick as I would, but right when I started swinging the club and the doctor gave me confidence, like, hey, you've played golf your whole life and this happened once, like, forget it and go play like you know how to play. So that gave me a lot of confidence, him saying that and putting in that perspective. So I was ready once he said that.
Yeah. It was at the Zurich, right?
Yeah, Zurich, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's your copper bracelet. That's your good luck.
Yeah, I know. I've been playing well with it. I'm not going to take it off now.
Any surprise to see Coach Small win the Illinois Senior Open?
Not at all. I mean, he's a heck of a player, obviously, and he's just doing what Coach does, and that's what that's why all his players, you know, really respect him and love him, and yeah, he kicks butt.
How much is this now just for you to get to FedEx Cup? I mean, is that your goal here? Is this you move?
Oh yeah, I mean, playoffs is everything. So. That's why I still need some quality finishes. I need a lot of good quality finishes, or at least one really good one. So it's all about focusing on that. Yeah.
Last question for me. How much of right now is this what you envisioned, you know, when you were at Illinois to be in this spot now of, you know, making some cuts and making some good money as well?
Oh yeah, I envision myself winning too, which I haven't done much in my career, so I haven't won anything. So I'd like to win stuff as a professional as well too.
You could win this.
I could. Yeah. I'm one of 156 in the field, so I could win.
You know, Dylan Myers suggested to us at the NV5 that he said Nick's always out there every day working as hard as he can, pounding balls. And he says maybe the injury, a nice little break for him, give him a chance to rest up. And he says he could come back stronger than ever. Do you almost feel like that's what you did?
Yeah, very much so. I had never been forced to be held out because of an injury in my career. So having to sit out of golf for a little bit, I think it just kind of refreshed my mind, and I wasn't thinking about golf for a while. And when I came back to touching a club, I think the talent just showed again. You know, it's like sometimes you get a little stale. You're out there, you know, doing everything you can, and every night you go to bed, you're like, okay, what can I do tomorrow to get better? And I wasn't thinking about that for a good 30 days. So it's like, I think it just refreshed my, recalibrated my, you know, hunger to and get up every morning and do the best I can.